Joni, you have this phrase, tantalising the audience. What exactly does that mean?
Tantalisation begins with captivation. You see, they're sitting in their chair. You have to play with their mind. By that, I mean in the nicest possible way, meaning they want to engage. If a person is about to tell you a joke, would they walk up to you and tell you the punchline and then tell you the joke? Well, let's look at presenters. What do? They get up and they put these slides behind them with 60 million words, and you don't know whether to be reading or listening. The room is dull and dark anyway, and he's already told me his punchline. He already said, increased sales by 5%, blah, 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 and you go, oh, okay, thanks. Yeah, get off, Jonah. I've read the slide. In fact, why don't you just fax it to me? I'll read it in the bath. Why don't I have to come all the way here? They say, we're about to tell you our 5 priorities for the year. Click, click, pen, pen, write, brace yourself, seatbelts on, ready, what are the 5? And I bet you we've heard them all before. Fiona, name
revenue,
one.
Revenue.
Revenue, yes. The priority for this year is to raise our revenue. Costs. What are we going to do with costs, Fiona?
We're going to reduce expenses.
Reduce expenses. That's another priority for the year. Oh, I know, customer. Don't forget customer service because someone could be listening. Oh, by the way, and we're going to have fun. You tell me we're going to have fun? Never utter the words that you want me to feel. You do not say we're going to have fun. You just do it. And let me go out and say, golly gee, that was fun. And my job as a coach is to say, do you realize that you are using this particular word? Like the word could be empowerment, teamwork, leadership. And the CEO says, yes, yes. Now here's my next question. Can you tell me what baggage this word carries? Here's a word that has baggage. September 11. You can't utter the words anymore. Leadership, empowerment, sales, customer service, customer satisfaction, staff retention, fun, love. Just forget it. Not because you don't mean it and your heart's not in the right place and you don't truly want it. It's because it carries baggage and it will travel faster than your voice can get there, and it will say and do things faster than the English language will allow, because remember, we do not think in English. We think in brain speak. Our brain doesn't speak English. And so, therefore, it is able to think a million thoughts in a second before you can sort of utter the word septem. And I don't even know what you're going to say. It doesn't matter. I'm off with the pixies. I'm thinking. Well, words are like that.
So are there situations where you can use words that can work for you?
Yes, I mean, sometimes you want the baggage. You see, this is shorthand. Sometimes you say, this is where the jokes are funny. If you could learn what baggage some jokes carry, you only need to utter one word and the room erupts in laughter, because the double entendres, the connotation, the implication, we have agreed internationally in some circles that if I go, ooh, I mean, that could mean anything, but in the right context, it could speak a volume. You could say, teamwork, whatever, and conversely is true, and it'll speak a volume and you are lost. Therefore, you need an engineer who knows exactly how the building blocks work in the mind and how you've got a nanosecond to keep grabbing that building block, because the bridge is always burning.
So then using humour can be a very risky proposition?
Anything is risky. That's the thing. I don't know why people think humour is any more risky than just standing up on stage to begin with. People think that I tell jokes on stage. I don't tell jokes on stage. I educate the audience. The skill of telling a joke, we all know, is tough. But I don't know why that sentence should have a full stop at the end of it. Because there is a lot of skill involved in not telling a joke. There's a lot of skill involved in telling someone a piece of information. And this is the contempt. When it comes to jokes, oh yes, we agree jokes are risky. Could we please agree that everything else is risky?
If you want to use humour, then how do you decide to use it?
I always use what I call the reconnaissance joke. You see, a reconnaissance joke doesn't offer embarrassment, doesn't put the onus on the audience to laugh, and it doesn't give responsibility to anything or anyone, and it is a very secret scout.